Apple's new mapping software for the iPhone has become an embarrassment for the company. It misplaced major landmarks and erased entire towns. So today, Apple's CEO Tim Cook issued a public apology, saying the company was doing everything it could to make maps better. NPR's Steve Henn reports.
The last time there was a big brouhaha in the tech press about a problem with an Apple product, Steve Jobs cut short his family vacation in Hawaii, flew back to Cupertino, California, and called a press conference. When reporters walked into the room, they were greeted with this video.
Let's all sing this song. It goes, if you don't want an iPhone 4, don't buy it. If you bought one and you don't like, bring it back.
The problem with the iPhone 4 was if you held it the wrong way, the antenna stopped working and it would drop your call. But the most interesting thing about that press conference was watching Steve Jobs use the force of his personality to beat surly reporters back into line. Tim Cook is no Steve Jobs.
Tim Cook has got to be his own person. He's got to have his own style.
Marie Spaeth is an expert in crisis communication.
He would be a complete flop if he tried to emulate in any way the persona that Steve Jobs had.
And Spaeth says Cook's apology for the Apple Maps debacle, which he posted on Apple's website, wasn't bad.
I think the apology strikes the right note. I'd give it good marks for that. The issue now is how do they fix it?
To be fair, when Apple had those antenna issues, the fix was relatively simple. You could slap on a case. Michael Gartenberg at Gartner Research says fixing maps may take some more time.
Software inherently gets better over time. No software is ever shipped complete. No software project ever ships bug-free.
And because the amount of information in a global mapping program is so immense, even if Apple's programmers are 99.9% perfect, they could still end up with tens of thousands of mistakes to clean up. Steve Henn, NPR News, Silicon Valley.